we're going to talk about some of the issues raised with Scott Stensel now with our analysts E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post and Brookings Institution, and Todd Lindbergh with Policy Review, and who's also a research fellow at the Hoover Institution. And Todd, let's start with you. Looking at the November race, a potential Bush-Kerry race, as seems most likely at this point,
yes.
Are we looking at a Morning in America kind of Reagan-esque Bush campaign, do you think?
Well, I don't think so, and I think that would probably not be a very good campaign to run. I think Democrats are queuing this up as, in a certain respect, a replay of the defeat of the first President Bush, which is to say a president who is disengaged from the issues that are most important to Americans, the jobs issues, perhaps too focused on being a wartime president, an issue that is of diminished saliency in what people are telling pollsters nowadays. So I don't think playing it in that Morning in America fashion actually works for Bush. Bush has to have an agenda going forward. He has to be able to talk not only about a record of achievement, which of course he will be attacked on by Democrats, but also about where to go from here. And I think that what Scott Stansel said, which is to say that the Republicans do not fear this election being queued up as an election that poses a real choice on a number of policy issues. I think that's true.
And EJ, casting against type here maybe a little bit, but if you're a Republican strategist trying to portray John Kerry as a Massachusetts liberal, what's your ammunition on that?
Well, they've tried various things. They tried to say he voted against a lot of weapon systems in the past and trying to say he's weak on defense. Kerry came back and basically sent the message, if you talk about my defense record, somehow or other, I'm going to bring up the president's Vietnam record, which is what he did in his first response to that. They are going to try to play the tax issue. I think what Mr. Stensel said is very directly what they want to do, and Kerry's going to come back and say, I don't want to raise everybody's taxes, just taxes on the very wealthy, because we've got to balance the budget. I think that they are really going to have to change the country's perception of how things are going, and maybe events will help them do that in Iraq, and maybe events will help them do that in the economy. I think the challenge for Kerry is that a very good thing is about to end for him tonight. Since mid-January, night, week after week, all of us, no matter what people's politics were saying, John Kerry is a winner. John Kerry is strong. Democrats have been out there pushing their issues. And no matter who you were, you had to cover what the Democrats were saying. Now the challenge is, how does somebody who is not president of the United States and is not in the news because of the primaries manage to push the debate with President Bush? It's not an easy thing.
Todd Lindbergh?
Well, just the one thing that I would add to that that is different is that for the first time we have two candidates who are out of the federal matching fund system. If Edwards had come out as the nominee in this, he would have been in a terrible position, roughly analogous to that of Bob Dole in 1996 when he finally won the nomination, having barely crossed the finish line, essentially broke and beaten up. Now Kerry's in a much stronger position. He has the capacity, I think, and I would be very surprised if he can't raise enough money in this interim period to stay relatively competitive politically. He may not have the 100 million, but he does have more capacity than is typical at this kind of point.
Todd's point is absolutely right, and I think there are going to be a lot of calls to Howard Dean. It should be said Howard Dean can walk around Vermont very happy because he won that one primary tonight, the only place Kerry might lose.
And we'll have to leave it there. Thanks to you both, E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post and Brookings Institution, and Todd Lindbergh, who's editor of Policy Review and a research fellow at the Hoover Institution. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.